Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. How are you today? This is Genevieve Gems. And it's Genevieve, your host. And I trust that your day is going well. I trust you're with gone well. And I just pray that whatever you're going through, just remember that. But see what it is, it'll help you take care of it. Whatever you have, whatever your needs are, just go to him and he'll give you direction and guidance. Today we'll be dealing with the third beatitude in listening to Matthew chapter 5. This is the third main part series in dealing with the beatitudes. So far we've dealt with, let's go to, chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, start with verse 3. The first one we dealt with was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Last time we got together, it was, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This week is verse 5. Says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meek is one of those words I know that's really misunderstood. Maybe some of you have heard the term meekness is weakness. And that is an incorrect description of what meekness is. I looked up tried to find what best describe meekness, and one that I like is strength brought under control. Another way of saying it is being, modern day, I would say, being cool under pressure. It's a perception that Jesus was meek. But one thing about Jesus, he wasn't weak at all. If you go to the second chapter of Matthew, right after the marriage of Cana, where he turned the water into wine, he went into the temple and overthrew the tables and the tables of the Pharisees, overthrew their money tables and threw all the animals out and all of them. Now, that's not a man who was weak by any character, because he had a zeal for his own house, the house of God. And many times Jesus, you go through his ministry, he was meek and he was generally, he was kind, but he was strong too. He wasn't a weak character at all. One thing about meekness, it doesn't require that you are relinquishing of manliness. Now, and today, you think manly, he has to be strong, he has to be, show a lot more like bravado, which is a lot of it today. But as you find out, there's a lot of things that are not even worth responding to. There's things that I've heard, that, is it worth your time to even respond to it, because some of it is just pure nonsense. Another is, I would say, about meekness is gentle, and another one is humility. You could say that, Jesus was meek and being humble, humility. Another thing, there are many examples of people who are meek. Moses was an example, being meek. Now, here's a man who murdered somebody, and he spent 40 years in the desert, and he was meek and gentle. Another one was David, Ahab was number one, Job, Jeremiah, Mary, the mother of Jesus, then Stephen, and then Paul. These are examples of people who possess the quality of meekness. Another one was the centurion. Now, centurion, he was the one who came to Jesus to heal the servant, asked Jesus to heal the servant. And he was over many people. You know, he could have come and had the bravado. He could have had bravado, but he came humbly to Jesus to seek to heal his servant. You know, the centurion, and Jesus remarked, "I have not so found such great faith, not even in Israel." And Jesus was touched by the centurion's humbleness and meekness. When you go back, you look at meekness. You know, you look at the first beatitude. No, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, it looks like poor spirit and meekness. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, by the time we get through with this whole series, you know, you'll understand why Jesus put blessed are the poor in spirit first. And blessed are the meek, you know, he put that third. You know, as I mentioned earlier, meekness is it's very misunderstood. You know, simply because I think the connotation, the discussion that you had is meekness and weakness, but it's not even close to that. And another thing, people who have meek, you know, people who are meek, you know, it's humility, being submissive to God. You know, you have a trust in God. It isn't you who's doing. When you have a trust in God, you just leave everything into His hands. Another thing was another way of explaining it is being loving, patient, and gentle toward others. No, that's what meekness is. Now, Jesus had a lot of reasons to be upset with people, you know, because of their lack of faith, most notably Pharisees. I mean, you look at them, though, it was almost being seen, bravado. They felt, because they knew all the law and everything, that they felt that they were above everybody else. But Jesus knew more than they did, you know. Yeah, he displayed a meekness about him. He displayed a gentleness. No, he understood what was in a person's heart. You know, he understood the people, and the people, you know, they were looking for something or someone to lead them. And so he dealt with people gently. And even with his apostles, you know, he dealt with them gently. You know, I know last night I remarked to somebody in my Bible study that, you know, Jesus' apostles, they were a motley crew if there ever was one. You know, they were different personalities, you know, for the most part, different backgrounds. Majority of them were fishermen, but different backgrounds, and he was patient with them, even in their stumbling and bumbling ways. And they even had a misconception of what meekness is. And so Jesus was patient with a lot of people, with all people. Now, the second part of this is, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Hey, what does that mean to inherit the earth? Is that something that's happening, that's going to inherit it today, or is it a futuristic? Now, something that's going to happen in the future. We know in Revelations that, you know, God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. The world will be vastly, when Christ returns to the earth, will be vastly different. Inherit the earth means that, you know, you have to remember that God is the owner of the earth. You know, those who obey God, you know, we're joint heirs with him. You know, it mentions that in scripture, you know, whoever comes to Christ becomes joint heirs of him. We're joint heirs of his kingdom and also the thing in the earth. Another thing is God supplies all our needs. Now, we enjoy his blessings, you know, because we enjoy all his blessings. And another thing is our inheritance is spiritual. I think it's a spiritual. That's how I see the inheriting of the earth is spiritual. I look at it being joint. You know, we being in his kingdom, being in his presence. And we enjoy all the things that he had promised to us. Why? Because we were obedient, and then we live more in an inheritance, you know, in heaven. You know, I kind of wonder. I've always wondered what kind of an inheritance we'll get. I'm not sure. I often wonder what we'll be doing in heaven. What will be going on there? I'm pretty sure many of you have wondered that also. And whatever God has for it, you know, we'll inherit it. It's something that we'll, you know, as children of God, we'll inherit. And I like to add that being meek, you know, I mentioned earlier about, you know, a lot of things not being worth discussing. You know, you try to be gentle with people, you know. You don't have to argue, you know, you don't argue anything with them, you know, because they're different, you know, people have differences about you know, whether it be politics, whether it be religion, whether it be where, you know, maybe position on something, you know, we just, you know, everybody's gonna have their own opinion, but what I think about is, you know, while we respect our other people's opinions, you don't run them down into the ground. You know, you don't attack the character. You don't, you know, you don't say, you know, you don't insult them. You know, you don't put them down. You know, that's, I kind of look at meeting someone in that vein. Because people are going to have different, because people go through different experiences. We've all had different experiences. You know, we're all on different journeys, as we've all come to where we are right now. You know, we've gone different, all of us have gone different ways, you know. And so we're all on a journey. You know, and God speaks to all of us different. God speaks to all of us. God speaks to us in different ways, you know, to us at different times. You know, and also God speaks to us when we actually will need it. You know, I was mentioned in Bible study I went to last night. I think I mentioned that no matter how bad things got, no matter how bad things can be, God's always there. You know, in the time that we need him the most, he's always there. You know, he always comes. You know, through Jesus' life, being meek, you know, people knew about him. You know, you look at that aspect of his life. You know, Jesus kept, you know, even in the face of a lot of criticism, in the face of a lot, you know, some danger in some cases, you know, he still maintained that meek, humble, and gentle attitude. You know, there's a apostles, he could have, you know, they kind of slow to come around on some things, but he was down and patient with them. You know, also the thing with Jesus is, he was God and he was man. You know, Jesus had power to do both. You know, he was God in the sense he could perform miracles, yet he was man. He knew what it was to, be hungry. He knew what it was his friend die. Lazarus, when his friend Lazarus died, he wept. He was some disappointed because he came to his people and the people didn't know him. They didn't know what he was speaking about. And he wanted to bring them in like a hen brings her chicks together, you know, but none of them would come. You know, but yet Jesus was gentle. He was still, he was gentle, he was meek. You know, he still talked about the kingdom of God, which he talked about quite a bit. And, you know, as we go, as I look through, what meekness really is, I just see it in the face of pressures, you know, staying under control, yes, you can, you're not to be, people aren't supposed to walk over you, you don't let anybody walk over you, but the thing is that, it's where God controls you, has a control over you, you reply gently to the persons or person, because a gentle answer turns away wrath. How many times have many, because angry words were spoken, and next thing you had a battle. That's how what wars are about. But in the situation, you could have a lot of people's opinions, people feel very strongly about it. And then when that gentle answer, someone brings that gentle answer. And I've seen 10 situations kind of brought under control. It's diffused. Or because somebody spoke a kind, gentle word, the person he had his own opinions, he had his own thoughts about things, but he saw something greater. Because his attitude affected others. That's another thing you think about when you read this verse, our attitudes and our actions will affect others. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of questions about meekness. Make a suggestion that you read. There's many, as you go through your Bible, read this again. Read this again. Do a lot of study, do some study on what meekness really is. As a meekness is not weakness. That people, you don't have to, shrink in the face of pressure. There's life. A child of God, God will give it strength. Now, mentioning the other beatitudes, blessed are the poor spirit, those who mourn. I'm pretty sure you may see the relationship between these three, but let me try to just look at what being meek is. As we go through the series, as I mentioned earlier, you'll understand. I hope you come to the understanding of what what each of these beatitudes are. They speak to how they, you know, how they affect our lives and how they affect the lives of others. Now, if I just pray that this lesson helps any of you, and I'd like to add that if any of you would like to ask Jesus to come into your life, you know, you can do so right now. One thing you can do is you can acknowledge that you've sinned, you know, and you confess your sin. You know, then you ask Jesus to come into your life. You know, and you give thanks to him. It's a very simple thing to do. It's what's called an act of faith. You know, you trust God, you know, when you ask Jesus to come into your life, you trust that he will come into your life, and he will. Did this many years ago, you know, it's the best decision I've made in my life. Also, if you have any questions, you know, you can direct them to my Facebook account. It's facebook.com/Jenny, that's G-E-N-N-E-E, .Rose, R-O-S-E. Now, I'd just like to thank you once again for being here to listen today. And I look forward to gathering together to do our fourth beatitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I'd like to thank you for joining us again. This is Genevieve. This is Genevieve's Gem. And I look forward to being with you once again. God bless you, and I pray that you, may God richly bless you.